Great to hear just a glimpse of what God is doing in people's lives over the next few weeks here at Stirling Baptist Church. As we draw closer to Christmas, we're going to be focusing in on the theme of grace and truth. And we're going to be exploring how Jesus Christ coming into the world was God at work to bring grace and truth. And when we look at the pages of Scripture, we see time and time again that when Jesus entered situations and when he met with people, he made all things new. Time and time again, we see stories of him bringing transformation. We see him meeting with a blind man, and suddenly this man could see again. We see him meeting with the hungry, and suddenly they're not hungry anymore, and he feeds 5,000 people miraculously. We see him meeting with those in the middle of a storm who are fearing for their lives, and Jesus calms the storms and brings peace instead of distress. We see him take the hand of a girl who had passed away and bringing back life into her body. And the question is, why are these stories, why are these accounts still important today? Why aren't they confined to myths and legends and other books that no one ever opens anymore? Why do so many all around the world still read and listen to and relate to these stories? Well, I think the answer is because Jesus Christ is still in the business of transformation even today. When we do not know the way ahead, he is still bringing sight to us. When nothing else seems to satisfy in life, he is still the bread that satisfies. When we're going through the storms of life, he is still able to bring peace to our hearts. And when all hope seems to be lost, he's still the one who can bring life. He is still transforming lives today. Becky and Kat and Sylvia have allowed us to hear three more powerful accounts that we can add to the list of countless individuals who've been able to say Jesus Christ is still at work. He is still transforming lives even today. See, this is what baptism is all about. Baptism is an external celebration of an internal transformation. It is us seeing something physically which points to a glorious spiritual, invisible truth. Baptism itself doesn't do anything to bring us to faith. It won't do anything to bring Becky or Kat or Sylvia to faith, but it is a way of us announcing and showing others what God has done in us and what God has done for us. The passage of scripture that I talked about before as we opened the service, it was from 2 Corinthians 5, and it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. It starts off by having this word, anyone. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. See, this is a promise that is for anyone. Well, it's a promise that's for everyone. It's for the young, the old, the rich, the poor. It's for people near. It's for people far away. There is no one who has failed too severely or too often. You'll hear, you heard Sylvia, you heard Kat, you heard Becky talking about it, and people say this all the time, of, I thought I wasn't good enough to be a Christian. And that being such a moment and a thing that's worth highlighting, of, this isn't about being good enough. It's not about being worthy enough. You've never failed too many times. You've never failed too severely. There is no one who is too far gone for Christ to reach them. See, there's a temptation to think tonight that these are people who are getting baptized because it's all about them. There's a temptation to think that isn't Becky and Kat and Sylvia, aren't they great? But we're not here to celebrate their greatness, no offense. We're here to celebrate the greatness of Jesus Christ. We're not here because any of them or any of us have somehow reached a new level of spirituality for which we should be congratulated. No, Jesus Christ has done it all. We haven't earned any of it. It's a gift from God. So it says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. See, one of the questions that Becky and Kat and Sylvia will be asked just before they are baptized is, do you renounce the devil and all his works? Which seems like a pretty strange question to ask. But this question has been asked of Christians being baptized for thousands of years. And what it's basically asking is, do you want to publicly put your old life behind you? The old self that was always rebelling against God, that always wanted to do things its own way, the person who was caught up and tangled up in those old actions and fears and temptations that the devil puts in our way to enslave us. That is what this old question is asking us. Are you wanting to put your old self to death? Because when Christ comes into our lives, this is what happens. We are able to put the mistakes and the slavery of our past behind us. Because when Jesus Christ died, he was dying for us. He was taking on our brokenness, taking the consequences of our wrong actions upon himself. And so when Becky and when Kat and when Sylvia go down into the water, what is being symbolized to us is that they and each Christian who has connected themselves to Christ, has connected themselves to Christ's death. That is because he died. Our old lives can also be put to death. But then it goes on, it says, the old has passed away, these old lives have passed away, but behold, the new life has come. The new has come. The truth that we celebrate is that Jesus Christ, he did not stay dead, but that he rose again to a new life. He didn't stay down, so neither will Becky or Kat or Sylvia. After a couple of minutes, we'll bring them back up. They'll come back out of the water and showing us that death could not hold Jesus, but he rose again. And in just the same way, when we receive Jesus Christ, we enter into a new life. A life marked by a new relationship with God. No longer as his enemies, doing our own thing and running away, but now living as his children and wanting instead to run to our heavenly Father. That's why after each person is brought up out of the water tonight, the first words that they'll say is, Jesus is Lord. And each of us will say hallelujah in response. They'll say Jesus is Lord because that is what we pray will distinguish this new life from the old, that at its center, at the center of it will be Jesus Christ, an obedience to him, a closer walk with him, a desire to become more and more like him. At the very heart of what we are celebrating tonight is this truth that each of these people being baptized wants to communicate to us, that they belong to Jesus, that Kat belongs to Jesus, that Becky belongs to Jesus, that Sylvia belongs to Jesus. There's a passage of scripture which says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. All of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. See, this is the gift of God. Again, it's not something we could ever earn or deserve, but a gift of grace that God would like each one of us to receive. He wants to bring each of us back to himself, the way that he's brought back Becky and Kat and Sylvia. He wants us to let him to start deal with our old selves, just as they've put their old selves behind them. He wants us to begin to live a new life as his children, living with new brothers and new sisters in the church. He wants each of us to walk closely with him, and he promises to never leave us and never forsake us. He is still the God who transforms lives. And that's what we're going to celebrate tonight. That's what we're celebrating tonight. That's what we're rejoicing in tonight during these baptisms. That through Jesus Christ, all things and all people are made new. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come, which is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. Let's pray together before we sing one more song. Father, we thank you for this passage of Scripture. We thank you for this opportunity to worship and to celebrate and to praise you. We thank you for what you've done in the lives of these three individuals. Thank you that we don't have to be good enough, but that, Lord, that you love us and you have done it all for us. And Father, thank you that we can die to our old selves through you and that we can live a new life walking with you. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.